I didn't turn this on, so all this was just dead air. Anyways, as I was just talking about, we are 24 hours of Thunder Road Radio Hell. There are a lot of knobs that need to be pushed and stuff like that, so it's the last couple hours. Just going to give you a status update. Transmitters are setting up right now. We're going to get them on very shortly. They're going to be on pretty much immediately. And then after that, we have the Oz with Nargo the Human Soviet. And then Green Bell Collective to end off the show. I am in B country. What is B? Studio B. Studio B at Shindig. No, Studio B at 24 at Radio Hell with Jay Anner and Burnside. Give the status update again.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a bit sleepy, but I've got a coffee in my hand. Burnside, how are you doing?
Feel strong, baby.
He feels strong.
Good times all around. Stay tuned for Transmitters live on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. And we'll go back to some more old Julie Doron that was recorded about half a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to try this song, or is it going to be too scary?
Julie Doron live on CITR. Sounded great.
Well, thanks. The thing about that song is it turned out so great on the album, and we're really happy with it, but it was kind of got, it was really, you know, it was one of those songs that sometimes you end up building a song during the recording, and it's so hard for me to get through it because my hand gets really sore and all that stuff. But it was really fun, and I'm sure we'll get it really good. If I actually started practicing it, it would be great.
So there was a few songs that sort of like that where you kind of wrote and recorded it at Rick's place, and then you have them play too much of it. Was it always the case with your old albums?
Well, this is the first time that we went into a studio environment already prepared.
Right.
Well, like we had 9 songs ready, mm-hmm. pretty much, and a lot of them we had already been playing live. So maybe we'd been playing maybe 6 or 5 of them live, and then like that one, for example, that we just played, I kind of was really shy about it, and I was like, well, I got this song, guys. Right. And then we tried it, and so we put it together, and it worked, but it was really hard for me to get through that one. So that one we weren't really playing live prior, but like a bunch of them, like Heavy Snow and Spill Your Lungs, which we've already done just now, and Lovers of the World, we'd kind of played a couple times, like with Shotgun and Jaybird, I guess. And then Borrowed Minivans. So there were some that were totally ready. Mm-hmm. But usually I used to go to the studio with all brand new songs and having never played them live. And now this was more prepared than I've ever been. But I think I wrote like maybe 3 of them in the studio, like Consolation Prize. And
mm-hmm. And you play that at the show on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Well, we'll try it today. I can do one by myself, though, right now. Like, and I think I wrote, like, Living the Life of Dreams at the house, at Rick's house, and there was another one, When Brakes Get Wet.
So let's talk quickly about the...
When Brakes Get Wet, I just was laughing because it started out as a joke because Fred and I always bike around town, and it was raining really hard one night, and I was like, when brakes get wet, and I was like, we were like speeding up and trying to go faster and see what would happen when the brakes were wet. Well, I was just joking about it, but so then I wrote that song as a joke to make Fred laugh.
Right.
But then
it's also how you lose your teeth.
Yes. Well, at least if I lost my tooth having an accident, it wouldn't be so bad as opposed to just not flossing.
Yeah.
Which nobody told me I had to do that. So it's not my fault. No, I learned about flossing when I was an adult. I don't guess my dentist was more old school, didn't know about it really so much. Just brush them. Wow. I brushed them 4 times a day all my life. And then I ended up more cavities in my...
You're fine. You're fine. Don't listen to the flossing industry.
I think it's important. I think flossing is very important. More important than brushing, actually, they say.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Because it gets all that stuff out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone is going to buy floss tonight.
I found a nice vegan floss in the States when I was there.
Yes. Wait, so...
It's actually waxed, or maybe it's not waxed. I don't use it very often, but I did buy it.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to
with
think.
With good intentions. I don't remember what it is. It must be the wax, I guess.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking, like, floss isn't made from, like, intestines or anything, is it? That would be gross.
It's still cute. I don't know. I don't even know what normal floss, if it has it in it. I just bought it because it said vegan.
Yeah.
I was like, yes. But How about I do? Did you want to ask me a question, or should I just do?
You can just do another song. We'll come back. We can.
Yeah, we'll do this.
It's always time for questions later.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not maybe not with me, because I always end up talking through the whole thing. Like
that's fine.
So this is picture yourselves in Sackville, a beautiful sunny day. You've just gone for a great swim, or anything. You've just gone to the library, got out a book you're excited about, or you got a coffee downtown. Anyway, you're going back home. Every day, every night. But only picture that really while you're singing the first couple lines, because then the rest is kind of like about waking up and going to bed. So sorry. But that I came up with the first two lines while I was doing that. So anyway. Sorry. So that's what I picture. You guys can picture whatever you want now that I think of it. Every day, every night, tell myself in this beautiful light that I'm glad to be alive. Walk out up King, walk back down King, walk out to Maine and I'll do it again, cause I'm glad to be alive. In the morning when we awake, you give me the biggest smile. Sure, I'm glad to be alive. So every day, every night, tell myself in this beautiful light that I'm glad to be alive. I get on my bike, drive it downtown, drive it uptown, and then I ride it around, cause I'm glad to be alive. In the nighttime when we crawl into bed, lay our heads side by side, and I reach over to turn out the light, and I sure am glad to be alive.
Julia Dogline on COTR. This is a question that Chris over there gave me. He wants to know. It's a good question, I think.
Okay.
I don't actually know the answer, but have you ever taken... Have you,
yeah. I wonder if I will.
I don't know. Well, no, you know. So you tour a lot and throughout the years. Have you done this for like almost 20 years? Maybe.
Whoa, what's that? There's something really exciting going on in the building. Sorry, the for those out in Radio Land, there's some, I believe it's cheering, not screaming.
The building's on fire again.
I've been touring, actual touring since 1992, yeah. So
wow.
That's 14 years, so, is that right?
Yeah.
Are we 2000? No, 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, around that.
So are you still enjoying the touring?
I like it more than I ever did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say, like, when I first started touring, I was pretty afraid most of the time.
Yeah.
And especially with Eric's trip, because nobody wanted to be on tour and everybody wanted to be in their basements. Oh, yeah. And as much fun as we had playing live, I think the rest of it they would have preferred to be home. So I've kind of, through association, just was scared.
How was it with them on the reunion tour?
It's good. It's great. Yeah, We've all matured quite a bit. But in the early days, it was really scary. I mean, we all grew up in Moncton and never left. The only place I'd ever been was to Sturgeon Falls, Ontario on an exchange trip when I was 16. So
back in those days, was it kind of like the records where people would be like, you have to tour? Is that pretty much why you guys went on tour?
Because
you don't have to. You're a band.
You don't have to. It's true. But you really can't sell records unless you get that golden review on such and such a website or whatever. Yeah. You have to tour.
Right.
Or, I mean, unless you're lucky enough that you somehow get, I don't know, you have to be famous already to not have to tour, I think.
Right. And the second part to Chris's question was, do you ever take your kids on tour? Have you ever done?
I used to take my kids on tour a long time ago, like before they started school. Mm-hmm. And then, but Ben's 14 now, and Charlotte's almost 12, and Rosie's almost 7, and so they're all in school full time. And
but maybe in the summer. Can you imagine doing that?
I can't imagine. Yeah. It's just so unfeasible financially still a little bit, but and probably more so than ever. But Ben is pretty much old enough that I wouldn't need like a sitter or anything, right? He would like to do merch for us pretty soon. Oh, yeah. So he's pretty into music and bands, and so that could happen. And Charlotte really wants to come, but she seems to be waiting, holding out for going to Paris. So she's like, she just wants to go to New York or Paris. So she's waiting for that, I think. I'm not sure she wants to go to rock bars every night, but like if I was to take her to Paris for a week, for like a week of shows in France, she'd be really pumped.
Really?
but to answer the question, I do love touring, yeah. But it took a long time to realize how lucky I was to be able to go on tour, because every once in a while people ask me like what they should do or how they should do to get started or who to contact, and really like I don't even know how to begin now because I've been doing it so long and I already know a lot of the promoters and I can just call them if I need to and say I need to do a show and they'll help. And so I feel really lucky, but I don't know how I would start if I had to start from scratch other than the fact that the internet's been a wonderful tool for everyone. So I guess that's the first place I would start if I had to start from scratch. But I like touring. And I think the best way to get through touring is to find people that also want to be on tour or playing every night and then who enjoy playing and then just bring them with you.
Right.
And then that helps.
You were talking about the internet. Are you on the internet much? Are you a computer savvy person?
I'm really not. But I keep maybe dabbling with the idea of maybe getting a laptop.
But you heard good things about it.
I hear great things about the internet.
Yeah.
No, I know. My son tells me all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, he uploads or downloads something onto my computer. I do have a computer. It's like an old iMac from 2002 or something.
Right.
But, and when I got it, it was good, really good. But it's a little outdated. So Ben, he just put a new Firefox on there that is like not the, it's the one that my computer can still handle. So now I can go on, like, because I kind of joined Facebook.
Yeah.
But I was on it, like, I've been on it 4 times in the last 2 years, I think. And so, but more recently, so I just approved a bunch of friends. But then one of my friends, like, an actual friend who I haven't been in touch with for a long time, emailed Fred, like, at one point. I was like, I just noticed Julie approved a bunch of friends and she didn't approve me, but maybe she didn't know the name, so can you get her to approve? I was like, but basically what happened, that was on Fred's computer because his works. And so when I got home, like, I went on Facebook one day and I tried and it didn't really Internet Explorer or whatever. Right. So then Ben put on the Firefox. So then I was able to at least approve some people because otherwise I couldn't do anything with it. So I'm trying.
Right.
But I think if I get like a computer, the other thing I have to clarify is I have this real phobia with actually turning on the internet. Like, I know the internet's a wonderful tool, and I've used it, and it's a great networking thing, but I'm just not very good at emailing everybody, and I have like 2,500 emails in my Yahoo thing that I haven't opened, and it's just bad. If anybody needs to reach me, they have to call me.
Right.
So, which I just got a cell phone Friday night.
Yeah. I know.
But I'm still learning how to use it.
Yeah.
But
well, you don't know, have you figured out how to do call waiting yet?
Not yet, but which was problematic all day today during the interviews, but I think, because I did some interviews today where it was just beep, 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 beep. But not to sound like a total Luddite, like I have had a cell phone in the past, but it got disconnected because I owed like $800 on it. And so I still owe that money. And I didn't want a new one, but the label just gave me one because everyone was upset because they can't reach us. But we toured Europe in 2007 with no cell phone and no GPS for 5.5 weeks, just me and Fred here. And no maps. Oh, we had one big map.
Oh, wait.
Like, we had the Michelin guide. Like, the big Michelin map. And we did. We got to every show a little late sometimes, but we got there.
Huh.
And there was only twice where we almost broke up as a band. And Fred kind of got out of the car somewhere around Madrid and was like, I'm out. And we didn't really know where we were. And that's kind of like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are you going to go? You can't just leave me in this gas station here. I don't even know what... You can't speak Spanish without me, which I can't, but I can do a little better.
Better than him, yeah.
Well, not to pick on Fred all of a sudden. He did all the driving except for when we got the food poisoning. Well, the bug. We got some type of bug.
Yeah.
So there was one day I had to drive from Barcelona to Bordeaux, but he did the rest.
And it worked out. That's awesome. Just like,
yeah, no phone. What we would do is we'd look for the plaza, like in any town, like Cuidad. We'd just go straight for the plaza, Plaza de España, every town. And in Germany, the circle, like everywhere downtown. And we'd find a payphone and put all our coins in and call the promoter and tell them where we were. And generally, we were always like two to five minutes away from the venue. We just kind of went with our instinct. But now we have a GPS.
Right. Oh, well.
Yeah. And now I got a cell phone.
Yeah. You're moving up.
Again. Yes, moving up. Yeah.
Now you can tour Canada. Yes. You can't just drive to Winnipeg and kind of expect to be...
Well, we can. We know where all the venues are.
Yeah.
But the States is another story and all that. The GPS is super helpful. Jane just tells us where to go in 800 meters. We're going to be turning right. It's great.
Julie Doran, live on CITR. You got more sounds for us? And you are still listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. What you just heard was an old Julie Doran when she was on the program 6 months ago, I believe, talking about, you know, the dentist and all that stuff. Okay, this is, we have a packed room in here with kids and everything. It's awesome.
It's just like Woodstock in here.
There's more people in this room than the Scar Bands we have. And you know Scar Bands. Okay. Live in studio with us right now, we have the Transmitters.
Jimmy, to make sure you're back by 8. Well, Jimmy, don't be late, 'cause you know I got some place to play. Well, Jimmy, you know it's just a little dim. Jimmy, don't be late again, 'cause you know I got someplace to be. Well, Jimmy, I'm getting sick of waiting around. It never can be found. You always make me wait, and then you always make me late. The way I can't take them anywhere, I can't find them anywhere. Jimmy, where will you be when it's time to go? Jimmy, I will be leaving soon, and you know, well, I got someplace to be. Jimmy, tell the time well, and I can't tell you very well. Oh, Jimmy, bloody hell, can't take them anywhere, can't find them anywhere. Jimmy, where are you when it's time to go? Jimmy's in the mud shop now. Good thing we have so many kids.
Okay, plastic
genocide.
I wanna rock around the world.
a great big scene of horrible traps and playable crap that's killing. Romances never failed. Well, they were something more than me than someone else. Well, how could I do? memories from the way it
Transmitters live on CITR as part of the 24 hours of Radio Health. They bought the whole town with them. Thank you, guys.
That costs a lot of money, you know.
Especially the kids.
Oh, the kids are in now. Getting past security.
Can't keep the ladies away from Bryce, my man.
Playing drums.
All right, tea time with Jeff.
You were right all along.
Yeah. All right, biscuits.
Ah, cheers.
biscuit. Biscuit.
Shine on my shoes so they can't be seen. From half a block away, well, there's a coffee shop. So I order a shot and just a spot and a biscuit or two before I carry on and on. I start walking up the drive to see a match or maybe a rarity. Well, up the road I shop, I buy some things I doubt I will need.
live radio. What do I really need to sound out of tune for?
This is a pretty good false start there, though.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're thinking back. We're getting on a little bit, as you can tell, with some of the kids hopping around in this room. But a bunch of us have all played different Thunderbird radio hells through the years. I played one with Sparky Magneto and the Ionic Alternators a long time ago. With the Smuggler. All right,
that's all the
action. No longer hear me. Remember karate school? Hoping that the day would end, so could go play so well on time. But it just couldn't last. One by one, it all took time. And just want to go hang out with the girls. Why won't they even notice me? Well, I got better things to do than hang around trying to go for you. So I would just go. Studio musician.
Chance of complete failure in this song is there.
All right.
Let's pass around the premium plus.
Where's my snack? Yeah, straightforward.
All right. Yep.
Actually saw what just happened there, but it was very important.
No, they heard you sip it. Oh. All right, let's do it.
They heard me slurp it. All right.
I got a wife and kid to feed, like right there.
It's radio, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They could drink
He's
your sweat.
Pointing.
Sorry.
Wear a cap, Johnny Junior's all you got now. You Drag this out some more.
Transmitters live on CITR. It's part of 24 hours of Radio Hell.
Thanks
for coming out. Hope you had a good time.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up, there's a show coming. You guys are playing a show, right? November 15th, 2009. At the Red Room, just thought I'd mention that. Check them out, Transmitters. Good times, good guys. Transmitters, thank you for coming on 24 hours of Radio Hell.
Sentimental fool by those who say that songs about